Human Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about this?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Carl and Elise's Mexican Vacation. This is a mariachi band.
That's what it is. Well, we didn't see any mariachi
bands. Yes, we did. They did a whole act one night. Oh, you didn't. We were up in our room. I was looking at it from the balcony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had a mariachi. Don't you remember they were doing like a clogging dance that you could hear through the whole
Oh,
the
that's
whole
right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
They were very cool. Very cool. Yes, welcome back to Elisa Profumo's Casual Friday Show. I'm Carl Lenore, sidekick and humor analyst. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. Is it just me, or do you feel different after coming back from the beach? I feel a sense of calmness. I feel a sense of well-being. I feel like a lot of the anxiousness that I was building up before we went on vacation has just completely gone away. Do you feel that, or is it just
I know
me?
You're going to attribute it to the vitamin D and
no,
the sun.
No, it's not vitamin D. It's the sun.
Well, I think it's also just being relaxed and not worrying about things. And that's why people need vacations.
Yeah.
Everybody, I don't think American people in general take their vacations. I think there were studies that have shown that a lot of Americans don't use their vacation time.
You've talked about it years ago on
yes,
the show.
Yes, and therefore they're stressed out constantly. You need to take your vacation time, and you need to relax and unwind away from all the pressures of everyday life. And I think that's why you feel the way you feel.
Well, and so at the same time, there's a lot of people listening to the show going, yeah, but if I have to take a vacation, I've got to ring up a $4,000 credit card bill that I have to come back and deal with when I come home.
That's not necessarily true.
No, I know. You can, you know, if you use credit cards that get you airline miles or room nights, the vacation is easy to do once a year to take a really, really, really nice vacation. Just pay all your bills with a credit card that gets you airfares, and have two credit cards and room nights, and just do that. I mean, that's can I give it away? Elisa does that. I mean, we pay all the bills with credit cards, and then and the room nights and the airfares are free, and so you can have a vacation and not have to feel like you have to come back and deal with it. But it's true. I did that Facebook Live from the beach.
Oh, that's right.
And I was there. That was my second or third day. I mean, I got so dark, but I loved the sun. I could lay in the sun all the time.
Well, in my opinion, you were a little reckless with it.
That's your opinion.
That's what I said. That's why I prefaced it with my opinion.
I know, but I'm saying the jury is not out yet about sun exposure and the human condition. We've gotten a lot of bad information from the dermatology side of medicine.
In my opinion, I think you do need some sun, but I don't think you need to bake yourself.
No, but if your genes evolved someplace where people got sun exposure all the time, and as a result, you have dark skin, the fact that I have this much melanin in my skin means from an ancestral standpoint, my ancestors spent a lot of time in the sun. That's why they developed this pigment mutation to protect them against the sun. So I think I do better with more sun exposure than somebody like you, who have fairer skin, or somebody like Johan, who lives in Sweden. You know what I mean?
I do tan, but I don't like to bake in the sun.
Yes.
I like to do it gradually.
Yeah, but you get a nice color. You have plenty of melanin in your skin.
Yeah, I get a golden color.
Yeah.
So, yes, when we were in Mexico, I think Carl posted on Facebook a picture of, was that the mouthwash that had the triclosan in it?
Yeah.
And it really promotes itself because it has triclosan.
Yeah,
in
like it's good con triclosan.
Yeah, it's right on the outside of the package. And interestingly, this is an article or a study that came out on February 16th out of California, San Diego, University of California, San Diego, that they tested triclosan and it compromised liver function in mouse models.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it does. Now, why does it compromise liver function, do you think?
Mice exposed to triclosan for 6 months, which is roughly equivalent to 18 human years, mm-hmm. were more susceptible to chemical-induced liver tumors. Their tumors were larger and more frequent than in mice who weren't exposed to triclosan. The study authors... They found that there's evidence that adverse health effects in mice with long-term exposure enhances liver tumorigenesis.
Right. So think about it. We just talked about this morning. You and I were having a very, very deep discussion about receptors.
Uh-huh. Okay. The SERMs and the SARMs.
We were talking about SERMs and SARMs this morning. But what people fail to understand about these xenohormones and these phytohormones that we are exposed to in our environment is when we talk about hormone imbalances, we talk about them in a way that implies that the receptor is this monolithic surface, that if something docks in there, it's doing all the things that are able to dock in there do. But the reality is the receptor is a mosaic of smaller receptors all squished together side by side, and there are domains of that receptor that are responsible for activating chain reactions downstream from the hormones that dock in them and activate them. And it's quite possible that these chemicals, like triclosan, for instance, or any any xenoestrogen or xenoandrogen like phthalates in plastic, we talk about those like, oh, well, it activates the estrogen receptor. No. It may actually have a SERM-like effect on the estrogen receptor. And what I mean by that is it may activate domains of the estrogen receptor that are responsible for generating cancers, that have a propensity to generate cancers, and not activate the ones that help suppress the cancers. So these chemicals are most likely acting like SERMs and SARMs already.
So there's another study. So we all know that BPA is dangerous, right?
And what did I predict? You were here on the show when I predicted what you're about to talk about.
They now have determined that BPS,
which is
what they have replaced the BPA with.
Right.
It is an aggressive chemical that disrupts the endocrine system and may boost breast cancer.
Sure, and probably because it has a SERM-like effect on certain receptors. So I predicted right on this show a couple years ago when they talked about they were getting BPA out. I told you that it was years ago that they discovered this problem with BPA, but the FDA, in its divine wisdom, decided to give commerce and industry plenty of time to come up with a replacement before saying, hey, it's hurting people, get it out of the food chain. And I said, what they replace it with is going to turn out to be just as bad.
BPS, this study proves that BPS is not a safer alternative to BPA. And that's what they use as the alternative in all of your BPA-free products.
So you're calling and you're going, is this plastic BPA-free? And they're going, yeah. And they go, okay, mom, it's okay to put the kids' milk in it. It's okay. And it's got BPS in it.
BPS shows similar estrogen-oriented behavior just like the BPA.
I'm so sad right now. I should be excited that I could predict the future of these corrupt companies and how they handle things. But I'm sad because there are lives that are going to be shortened because of that decision to do that.
BPS is a powerful endocrine disruptor and acts just like estrogen with breast cells.
But it doesn't. That's my point. It acts like a SERM. It's not because estradiol estrione, estriol, they activate different parts of the receptor. These chemicals are not complete complex forms of estrogen, so they are acting like SERMs too. So they will produce more cancers than the estrogens than they act like.
Listen to this. When BPS treatment was applied for 6 days, the breast cancer cells within each cell line advanced by 12%.
Yeah.
And they used the lowest dose of 4 micromolars.
So don't be mad at the companies that are slipping this to you and hurting you and your family. Be mad at the Food and Drug Administration that provides oversight, because you or I, as just non-scientific people, would realize that, hey, before you replace it, make sure what you're replacing it with doesn't do the same thing. The Food and Drug Administration should have put the onus on these chemical companies to say, prove to us that this is no worse and actually better than BPA. No, they didn't. They did not. And if they did, think about this. If they didn't, they don't care about the human beings in the United States. They don't care about the public. They don't care about us. And if they did, they failed miserably at their job one, to protect us.
So just make sure you, I mean, there's so much plastic everywhere, you know?
Yeah. Yep. It's terrible. Okay. It's very, very sad.
So we can get back to Mexico now.
Mexico.
Walked on the beach every morning. That's really good for your glutes, I got to tell you.
And your feet. It's and your so feet. Important uh-huh. to walk on sand and let your heels drive in, activating the arch muscles. Your arch gets pushed up. It's so important to walk barefoot on sand. It's good for you. It's good. And for you ladies out there, if you go get pedis, mani-pedi, it's like a pumice stone. It'll knock all the callus and dry skin off the bottom of your feet after a few
days. It also knocks off the, if you have toe polish on.
Yeah, nail polish comes off too.
It knocks that off as well.
It knocks your toenails. It shortens your, you know, it's abrasive on your toenail. If the toenail starts to stick out, it hits the sand and it wears down. It's like when you have a dog that never goes outside, you have to have their nails clipped because the linoleum doesn't wear their toenails out. If you have a dog that lives outside, you never have to clip their toenails.
I actually read an entire novel in the, like, less than 7 days or whatever. Yeah. Because I had time. It's like, sometimes you just can't find time to read. It was so nice to be able to read.
Yeah, we had a great time. We really, really did. And we put some fun pictures up on Facebook. Hope people got a kick out of some of those. Oh, we got to talk about the ATV tour real quick.
Okay.
So
we went geofagging that day.
Yes. We were eating dirt for sure. No doubt about it. We were inhaling it too. One of the excursions we took was an ATV tour through the Sierra Madre Mountains. It was so exciting. And at the end of the first hour and a half, so it's 3 hours round trip, we went an hour and a half into the mountains, which was so much fun. We saw tiny little Mexican towns, just like the ones you see in a Brad Pitt movie where he's, you know, chasing some Mexican drug lords trying to get his kidnapped wife back.
We saw the guy on the donkey.
We really saw him. The white pants, the white shirt, the sombrero, and he was riding a little burro into town.
What was that? What's the guy's name?
Juan Valdez.
Yeah, Juan Valdez.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it wasn't a prop. This is really, and these little towns are so cute and quaint, and the people all outdoors, and it's like, it's just amazing. We went an hour and a half into the mountains. If you go to Puerto Vallarta, you have to do this ATV tour. I promise you, you'll remember it. An hour and a half into the mountains, the group that was bringing us on the tour, they have a cantina up in the mountains. Like you're in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden there's this little oasis, and we had fajitas. I had margaritas.
They actually have we posted a video on Facebook of where we were sitting. Somebody commented on the plastic chairs that we were sitting in.
Hey, what do you want them to bring up into the mountains?
And because I was worried about the water because, you know, if you got drinks with ice in it or whatever, and they said there's no water here. We had to filter. We have to filtered water up to this spot.
And actually, we were actually in the crevasse of a ravine. So when you stood on the deck of this place and looked out, there was mountains left, middle, and right, everywhere. Like, you couldn't even see out of them.
Yeah, it was really cool. I didn't drive the ATV. I rode on back.
Did you feel safe with me driving?
I did. You were good.
Yeah, I haven't ridden a motorcycle in a while, but an ATV was real simple for me.
Interestingly, though, I was holding on to the back of the ATV. It has, like, three bars on the back of it where you can attach, I guess some, you know, a backpack or whatever. And I was kind of holding on to the back of that. And one of the guys that worked for the place that we rented them from drove up alongside me and told me to move my hands because if the girl behind me, if she hit us in the back, it would chop my fingers off.
Right.
And sure enough.
And so you moved your hands.
I moved my hands and I started holding like at the first bar.
So at the very end of the trip, we're driving back through town to return the ATVs to the parking lot that they keep them in. And all, and in Mexican traffic, it's, if you can squeeze in, you squeeze in. And somebody squeezed in and we all stopped short and the girl behind us hit us.
Hit us in the back. So I would have been less several fingers had he not told me that.
Oh my God. We would be talking about a completely different vacation right now.
Yes. Yes.
Thank God.
So Carl gave him a big tip.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Don't bet on that horse. Yeah. No, he really did give him a big tip.
Yeah. No, it was really interesting. We can go ahead and take our first break.
And when we come back, we have lots of good stories.
Lots and lots
things.
Of good stuff to cover. So stay tuned. You're listening to Elisa Profumo's Casual Friday.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Hey, my daughter Taylor Lenore works for the Lauren B. Fine Jewelry Company on East 46th Street in Manhattan. If you live in New York and you are looking for a unique engagement ring, they specialize in one-of-a-kind engagement rings at the kind of prices that you would pay at chains anyway, but you can get something that doesn't look like everybody else's ring. You can reach out to my daughter, Taylor Lenore, by calling 212-869-4731 if you're in New York and you're shopping for an engagement ring. Give her a try and tell her her dad sent you. Then she's got to be good to you. Think about it. All right, so onward with the show.
So first I wanted to thank Nick Guggs for sending me this story. It's really a kind of gross story.
He finds some of the weirdest stories, doesn't he?
He really does. Yeah. He's good. Yeah. Two people in Florida found a dead bat in prepackaged salads.
So two different people, two different packages. So it wasn't like one person threw a bat in there and wanted to cash in.
No, two different people. And I guess the name of the it was from Walmart. Fresh Express was the name of the company.
That's a popular, so Fresh Express is a hugely big brand, and they do organic and conventionally grown, and their spring mix is their most popular seller, and guess what it was? It was spring mix.
Right. They were called, it's the organic market side spring mix from Walmart stores in the Southwest. Southeastern United States. It was in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. But that means our area, you know, we're part of the Southeast. We're the outer western edge of the Southeast in Kentucky. So that could reach us as well.
Fresh Express was notified that animal matter was allegedly found, in a single container of the salad. Two people in Florida reported eating some of the salad before the bat was found. The bat was sent to the CDC rabies lab for testing because bats in the U.S. sometimes have found to have rabies.
Right.
The condition of the bat did not allow for CDC to rule out whether it did have rabies or not.
Right. Interesting. So rabies is an evolutionary gift given to certain animals on the planet. People, you know, need to understand that there are certain animals that can survive with rabies and they don't go crazy like dogs and humans do.
So the people who ate the salad have to begin treatment because it's not a zero risk. There is some risk of transmission.
And I don't know if rabies treatment has changed since I was a kid, but do you remember what rabies treatment was when you were a kid?
I do not.
It was an injection a week for 12 weeks or three injections a week for 4 weeks, but they inject you in your umbilical cord area.
Ooh, that must hurt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, it used to be gruesome. Maybe it's changed. By today, they could have like a pill or something. I don't know. But back when I was a kid, it was some insane number of injections over a period of time in your umbilical cord area.
So it was in a 5-ounce clear container. The best buy date was April 14th, 2017, and the production code was GO89819.
BAT.
Bat.
extra, and the bag says now fortified with extra protein.
And they were, besides Florida in Walmart stores, it was also in Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia.
Okay, so it didn't make it up here. Good.
No.
Good. But I mean, so what's the solution to this? Now look at this. Look at this. One bag, one person, right? And they have to recall food from how many states?
Several.
This is what I talk about with the renaissance is coming. People are starting to understand that if you buy local and you know your farmer, excuse me.
I was just saying to Carl the other day, I can't wait for the farmer's market to open up, and it should be soon, so we can start getting fresh produce.
You know what? So let's say our farmer had a bat in a bag. 18 families are affected, you know?
Right.
This is why it's so important to decentralize the food chain. It's even more important for those of you out there who buy into the whole apocalyptic, you know, theory that, you know, someday some sort of cataclysm is going to happen and we're going to be reduced to hunter-gatherers for a period of time while we reestablish civilization. Think about what would happen to the food chain right now if that actually happened. Entire states would be without food because one place got knocked out. So
right.
We have to decentralize food production and distribution no matter what for the safety and sovereignty of our country. We have to stop doing this. So
I got this article via email about vegetarian celebrity couples. And we don't have to talk about them. I know we kind of pound.
I don't want to give them any credit.
We pound the vegetarian thing to death. But there's one thing that I did want to mention. One of the celebrity couples happens to be Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi.
Right.
The reason why I wanted to mention them was because in this, they mentioned that DeGeneres, is that how you say her last name?
Yeah,
Ellen DeGeneres.
DeGeneres. I thought it was DeRossi has started.
No, it was Ellen.
Okay.
In fact, she's so passionate about her vegan lifestyle that she created an all-vegan pet food brand.
Yeah.
Why I wanted to mention them.
We have Dr. Karen Becker coming on the show this Monday. I'm very excited about her. She travels the world speaking to veterinarians about the metabolic / cancer increases in pets because of the foods that we're feeding them today.
Well, it's shocking to me that someone, I mean, she's obviously a very smart woman. Why she would think that you should feed a dog an all vegan?
This is a great question, and it really gets to the core of veganism. Okay, veganism is a dogma. It's not an eating. It's not okay. So when you look at how to eat, you look at nutritional values and impact of the foods that you eat on your body, and that's how you should choose how to eat, right? You wouldn't buy gasoline from a company that cuts their gasoline with water just because some portion of your money is going to a charity that you support, right? You wouldn't do that.
No.
Okay. But vegans do. So vegans ignore all of the sound research. They ignore millions of years of evolutionary evidence. They ignore it all because they don't want to hurt animals. Okay. Now think about this. I mean, I'm not being cruel and I'm not being a dick here, okay? I'm being serious. So they make decisions on what to eat based on how it makes them feel emotionally. And that's a huge mistake because you're making bad choices then. You're not choosing foods that are going to help you thrive. You're choosing foods that are going to be part of a moral edict that you've created in your head for yourself.
Yeah, like I just said, though, it's shocking to me. I can't wait to hear what
Becker?
Becker has to say about
it. She's also featured in a movie called Pet Fooled, F-O-O-L-E-D, instead of Pet Food. And she's doing some amazing things around the world right now. And she'll be on the show Monday. And we'll watch Pet Food before she's on. It's on Netflix.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, we should watch that this weekend if we have time. It's Easter.
I have to watch it for the show, even if I have to glean through it. But those of you out there, if you have Netflix, if you're going to Netflix and chill one night, put Pet Food on.
We could maybe watch that tonight.
Yeah. That would be good. Okay.
Okay. So they're also using, while we're on the subject of animals, they're using dogs as cancer detectors.
And so this is nothing new, actually. This is just the progression of an animal that has actually been at our side through much of evolution and has been selected for the things that it does for humans. But we share microbiome with them. We do, you know, pets are really amazing. Dogs, not cats. Cats don't do this for us. They have dogs that will attend to a type 1 diabetic person that can smell when they're getting dangerously near a hypoglycemic episode and alert them that they need to eat. You believe that? Just from the scent of their body. So this doesn't surprise me that they have dogs that can actually sniff out cancers and tumors now.
So for 6 months, they worked with two German shepherds. They had 31 volunteers who had provided cancer samples by holding pieces of cloth to the affected area. They used training techniques based on a gameplay with a simple reward system. The samples were placed in boxes with a cone installed for the dogs to sniff through. The samples were mixed with three other boxes containing samples from healthy women. The dogs had a 1 in 4 chance of finding the correct sample. In the first round of tests, the dogs identified 28 out of the 31 samples. And in the second round, they had 100% success rate.
Think, why do they put it in a cone? Why do
so they could smell through it.
Well, but no. But think about the conical shape. That actually concentrates. So as the air moves up into the cone, it compresses it, it concentrates it, intensifies what the dog is able to smell. That alone is brilliant. But that's amazing that they were able to do it 100% of the time.
Yes.
That's insane.
So they're planning on repeating the trials and using a larger sampling this time.
Yeah, more women. Yeah, yeah. That's going to be interesting. Wow, that is so flipping cool. If you have a dog, teach him to sniff out cancer.
It's called Project K-Dog.
I like that.
So,
I like that.
Interesting.
You want to talk about anything else before we go into the break?
We can take our break.
Yeah, and then we'll get back on clock here. So let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We got lots of great stories today. Stay tuned.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish.
Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I like this. Cool song. Welcome back. What's next, Elisa Profumo?
So this is a new report out from the CDC today. The incidence of type 1 and type 2 diabetes is increasing among young people in the U.S. 208,000 people under the age of 20 are living with diabetes.
That's shocking. Shocking. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm just having a discussion on Facebook via a post that Kate Ann, a friend of ours on Facebook, posted. And I've come to the conclusion that it kind of speaks to this. These people just aren't going to have children. These kids are going to be sick. They're not going to have kids. And there's going to be a thinning of the herd. But she pointed out something interesting when I said that. She says, yeah, but in the meantime, we're going to pay for their medical care until the end of their lives. And that's probably true, too.
So between the year of 2002 and 2012, type 2 diabetes increased by 4.8% each year.
Right.
And it was in young women 6.2% and in young men 3.7%. I think maybe because young men are more active.
Probably so, to a greater degree. Or it could be the effects of some level of testosterone, which is higher than women, holding on for them a little bit. You know what I mean? It could be that. Testosterone's a magic molecule. But the sad thing in this to me is that we have a government that, because of politics, won't speak the truth and save people's lives. That's what's upsetting to me.
Well, so when we were in Mexico, we did some research on the foods that we were being exposed to because we didn't know what was GMO and what was not. The only GMO that they have in Mexico is soy and cotton.
Yeah. So the wheat is not genetically modified to accept slathering gallons of Roundup. The corn is not, and the wheat and the corn taste different there. I'm telling you, it's not my imagination. It tastes different there. We had corn chips, and it doesn't smell like the corn chips here.
Didn't taste like them.
Doesn't taste like the corn chips here. It didn't make me bloated 2 hours later. I mean, look, I don't know what it is, but it is. It is. There's something else going on in the food that they're feeding us here in the United States. And my frustration is we have a government that wants to build a way to pay healthcare providers that shouldn't be paid in the first place. Because people don't have to get diseases. You don't have to get a disease. But you just have to be, you have to be told the truth about what you're eating. And it's not the vegans either. That's not the answer either. They want everybody to go vegan. That's what they think. Oh, this is the answer. We'll just get everybody to eat vegetables. We'll have a whole rash of new diseases as a result of nutritional deficiencies and raising children with those nutritional deficiencies that we've already had from the 70s message, don't eat fat, and it's gotten us here to this point where we don't eat fat, but we are all fat now.
I had avocado or guacamole every day with lunch, with breakfast.
Yeah.
It was so good.
At breakfast, I ate copious amounts of salmon, smoked salmon. Smoked salmon and papaya. And then I had bacon one day, but I figured I can have bacon at home. Like, let me eat the stuff I can't eat at home. Oh my God.
I put that fresh salsa on my eggs and the guacamole. It was so good.
I drank every day. I drank more than I normally drink. Well, probably than I drank all year.
Yes.
I mean, I got drunk a couple nights it was a funny story. The first day that we got, I'm not going to tell that story now. Let's go on with this stuff here. Yeah.
Okay. So
tell that
anyway,
at the end of the show, you'll have to wait for that.
Talking about the diabetes, it's just if you have friends who have children, you know, turn them onto the show or something. Help them out with
they don't
some
have
education.
To get a disease. They don't have to get a disease. Now, staying with the whole diabetes thing, you have a couple other stories.
Yes, fresh fruit may prevent diabetes-related complications.
Okay.
According to the World Health Organization, diabetes caused more than 1.5 million deaths in 2012.
Right.
And it's the leading cause of death, accounting for 80,000 deaths yearly. Fresh fruits and vegetables are healthful, but people with diabetes may abstain from eating them because of their high sugar content.
Right.
So this was a study that's talking about the diabetes-induced cardiovascular risks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's interesting that on the article they have 94 milligrams in a picture as representing diabetes. There's a lot of people out there who have blood sugars and fasting blood sugars in the 90s today. I'd say that's probably the norm for most people.
What was it? I'm sorry?
94.
Oh. 94. And here in the U.S., because this was done in China. Here in the U.S., it's the doctors say that you're fine at 120.
25, yeah. 120. 125 is when they consider you diabetic. I mean, it's just silly the way they manage it, right? What they do, right? They're watching you go for a wall, and they don't tell you how to stop from hitting the wall. They say, once you hit the wall, we'll help you. That's what they do.
Right. We had a friend that his was in the hundreds, and you kept saying, you've got to get it under control now.
Yeah. So here's my interesting thought on this, right? So we hear this research put out by is this by the CDC?
No, this was done in China.
Okay, it was a study. Here's the problem. Have you ever fed pigeons?
No.
Okay. In a park? Have you ever been in a park where you were feeding pigeons?
I've seen people doing it.
Here's the interesting thing about pigeons, right? You can have a crowd of pigeons around you at your feet, and you can have one seed. And if you throw that one seed, all of the pigeons will run. They'll clear out from you and they'll run for that one seed. And then 99.9% of them come back because the one guy got it. This is how the human race is today. So they'll put out this research about fruits and diabetics will start eating a ton of fruit. And they won't see the benefits that they think because they don't get the message that it's not just the fruits. Adding fruits to an existing diet that matters. Don't be a pigeon that you're running. Every time they give a new message in the media, you're running to flock to that food.
The team found that people who did not have diabetes at the beginning of the study and consumed fresh fruit in high amounts had a significantly lower risk of diabetes.
But some of them still developed it. That's what that's saying. They still developed it, but a lower number of them developed diabetes than the ones that didn't eat fruit.
Those who had diabetes at the beginning of the study and consumed high amounts of fruit had a significantly lower risk of dying from any cause, as well as a lower risk of developing cardiovascular complications.
I would like to see what the markers they're looking at where they assess that just from adding fruit to their diet. But here's an interesting thing. One of the bad players that has recently been identified in the development of Alzheimer's disease is we have learned that the brain produces its own, you ready for this? Fructose.
We talked about this while we were on vacation.
Yes. You and I talked about it.
Yes.
So the brain produces its own fructose. It does that from circulating glucose. So the brain needs fructose for something. Otherwise, it wouldn't produce it itself. But what happens when you have ragingly high blood sugar levels or you consume ridiculous amounts of fruit while already being one of these people who's insulin resistant is it increases the production of fructose in the brain linearly, dose dependent. But then the brain has to do something with it. So it kind of tries to store it, but it can't. And they're saying that this may be part of the one of the aggregates in the plaque buildup of these other peptides that are getting stuck and sticky to things. So the jury is still out on this. You heard it here first, perhaps. The brain produces its own fructose. It does that because most likely, from an evolutionary perspective, we went long periods of time without access to fructose. Let me repeat that. We went long periods of time without fruit. We didn't have fruit every day. Otherwise, we would not have had evolutionary selection pressures that develop the brain that can produce its own fructose in the absence of it in the diet.
But on the other hand, on the flip side
okay,
of that.
Okay, Del Musa.
On the flip side of that, don't you think that we do need some fruit in our diets?
From the discovery that the brain produces its own fructose, no. We just need the donor molecules of sugar that the brain can use to produce its own fructose.
I'm looking from a purely antioxidant and...
So fruits are antioxidant. They have an antioxidant value, but they also have sugar, right?
Right.
So you have to take the good with the bad with fruit. So
right.
I wouldn't say...
So, what's wrong with eating an apple?
Nothing wrong with it. But what I'm saying is, from an evolutionary perspective, we went long periods of time without eating an apple. This is evidence that our diet was phasic based on season and availability. That's what this proves.
So then eat with the seasons.
There you go.
I do want to mention one more thing in the study. It said that those who consume fresh fruit daily had a 12% lower risk of developing diabetes.
Yeah. I would have to see the research. I would like to tease the data. I'd like to see what they really looked at and what they found. I'm not saying that this isn't true. But what I don't want people to be is pigeons and go, oh, I'm just going to add a bunch of fruit to my diet because that's going to keep me from getting diabetes. No, it's not.
I definitely eat more fruit than you do.
And I have much lower blood sugar than you do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that doesn't mean anything.
But I did get my blood sugar down, 10 points and still consuming fruit.
Well, but here's the interesting thing about you. While you run and this is why it's all individual, right? This is why it really is individual. While you run slightly higher blood sugar than I do, you actually run very low insulin production, which means that your pancreas isn't working hard. It's not being demanded to work harder. It's not like your body goes, this is too high. Your sweet spot for sugar may actually be higher than mine. Nothing more, nothing less. Just like I tan different than you do in the sun.
That's why you need the entire picture, the entire information.
Yes, you need the entire picture. But then at the end of the day, you have to apply critical thinking. You can't just go and agree with a concept that completely negates critical thinking. You have to say it to yourself. I feel good. All my markers are great. I am aging better than most people that I know. I'm not producing a lot of insulin. So maybe that is actually a good blood sugar level for me. Lower is not good for me. Because hypoglycemia is dangerous too, folks. Don't think it's just hyperglycemia. Hypoglycemia causes comas. It causes the brain to run without adequate energy and causes, let's just say, inflammation friction in the brain. It's really not that, but cells become compromised. They don't function properly. Your memory starts to fail a little bit. You feel weary. Hypoglycemia is dangerous too. Staying in your sweet spot is where you need to be. That's why everyone should own a glucometer.
So yesterday, and I posted this on Facebook, I had fasted 20 hours, and I went to the gym, and I did a really brutal leg workout.
I know.
And
can I say how old you're going to be? I guess everybody knows, right?
Everybody knows how old I am.
So how old are you going to be this year?
Well, I'm 57.
Yeah, she's going to hold on to 57 to the last minute. I don't know any woman who looks like you, is aging as well as you, who trains as hard as you and has the metabolic flexibility that you have at 37.
That's the God's honest truth.
Well, thank you. But so I was at the end of the workout, I did start to feel a little like, because I was doing glute ham raises.
Right.
And, you know, you're coming.
It's called orthostatic hypotension. Your blood pressure is changing just because your body is swinging.
Right. Yeah. And so at the end of that, I was like, I think I need to go have a protein shake or something.
And guess what she had? Thrive.
I had Thrive.
Yeah, and felt better. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay. We're sticking with...
We're going to stick with the diabetes here just a little bit. One more story worth. You guys know me. I pound good oral hygiene. There's a study that research suggests. Well, first of all, nearly half of all Americans have a serious form of gum disease. That's shocking to me.
I got
to
be honest with you.
It's periodontitis. That's shocking.
Following your direction, my gums are healthier than they've ever been before. Because my gums always used to bleed a little bit in the morning when I brushed them. or sometimes in the evening when I brushed them before bed. I always saw a little pink. It's like by following your direction and doing what you told me to do with our dentist, going through the process of having a deep scaling done and then using the tonic that you suggested to tighten the gums, all my gums don't bleed anymore, not a molecule. So, and last visit I went, all those deep pockets I had, they're now ones and twos. She says, oh, my God, your gums look so good. Now I just have to keep them like that. And I go and get cleanings every 3 months, not every 6 months. There are people out there who think the cleanings aren't important. They are important because of the crap food that we're subjected to.
Well, this was probably a few years back. Somebody posted on that Perfect Health Diet something about how
oral cleanings are just a way to make money.
Oral cleanings, it's just a way for the dental professionals to make money. Yeah. And that is so not true.
Of course not. Look, did we need oral cleanings 1,000 years ago? Absolutely not. But we were chewing tree branches.
Bark. And chewing bark.
We were doing things. Look, the same thing happens to dogs. You take dogs out. Dogs don't need to have their teeth cleaned in the wild. But you start feeding them kennel ration and kibble meal. And vegan foods. Yeah, vegan foods. And next thing you know, they need their teeth cleaned.
So periodontal disease, which is the disease of the gum tissue, is so closely linked to poorly controlled blood glucose that it's been called the sixth complication of diabetes. Now, that is along with eye disease, neuropathies, and kidney disease, and delayed wound healing. Some research suggests that there's a two-way relationship between periodontal disease and diabetes. While it's accepted that elevated glucose levels can increase the risk of periodontitis, some evidence shows that untreated gum disease creates a constant state of low-grade inflammation, which it does.
Sure. And can remember.
And it can worsen insulin resistance.
Well, and so remember this, right? The saliva is a filtrate of blood. But the mouth is a pathway back to the bloodstream. So if you have inflammatory cytokines being produced in your jaw and gum tissue, some of that is seeping directly into your blood and causing havoc in other areas of the body where it lands.
So you when you eat and you get bacteria and that sticky coating on your teeth – called plaque. If you don't remove that, it turns into tartar, and that's a hard substance. And if you don't remove the hard substance, which can only be done in the dental office, by the way, then because if you don't get it while it's the sticky plaque, if you don't remove it by brushing your teeth, then it turns to the tartar, and they have to remove it with their scalers.
Right. And actually, the dental industry calls it calculus, which sounds very similar to caliche for those of you who live in Arizona and Nevada. And that's really what it's like. It's like a hard calcification. It's actually like barnacles on the back of your teeth because it's living. It's actually bacteria.
And so that calculus or tartar causes gums to become red and swollen, which starts out as gingivitis.
Right.
Swelling of the gingiva, which is swelling of the gums.
Right.
If you don't take care of that, it turns into periodontitis, a severe infection.
And we've all known people with periodontitis because when you get close to them to talk and they talk at you, their breath has this smell that you naturally find repulsive. It doesn't smell like anything else you've ever smelled in your life, but it makes you take a step back from them.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, that inflammation is just low-grade inflammation in your body, just like if you had inflammation somewhere else.
Right.
And it's doing the same thing.
Well, but now think about this. It's not just like any place else. You know why? Because look how close it is to your brain and to your eyes.
Yes.
Right? So this is, we don't realize it, but you get, there are infections in your teeth that go right to the brain and kill you. I mean, you're really close to the floor, right? You're sharing the floor and the ceiling. You know, the brain's floor is your ceiling. It's very close to the brain. Shouldn't fool around with infections in your mouth.
There was a study in 2015. Where people who had periodontal disease and cardiovascular disease had double the risk of dying compared to people who were free of both conditions.
Sure, sure. I believe it.
So take care of your gums and your teeth.
Yeah, and you know, I know it sucks going to the dentist. It does. It sucks.
No,
for me
it
to-
does. I love having my teeth clean because they feel so good afterward.
You're weird. Okay.
No, you're
weird. Let me add this to the list of things that make you different than just about every other human being on the planet. You've never ever gone out at one night and said, "Oh, the hell with it, I'm getting drunk tonight." You've never ever done that. Okay. And add this to that list there.
I love having my teeth clean.
I love
clean.
Going and having my teeth clean.
I do. It feels okay. So good. And I can't imagine somebody not brushing the plaque off their teeth because it feels so gross.
Yeah, it's like moss on your teeth.
It is. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox on
no,
that.
It's okay. You've made me a better person when it comes to my teeth. Do you want to go to the next story?
I do. Okay. I want to talk about a type of pesticide called endosulfan. Endosulfan, endosulfan. I had never heard of it before. Uh-uh. Have you?
No. No.
So Carl, I told him about this product because I read an article that they're using endosulfan on coffee and, it was coffee and one other product. I'll think of it in a minute, but it
made
me. Well, not just peaches, but it made me think because you're always talking about how coffee has something that makes you
feel terrible.
Feel terrible. Yeah. Well, they're spraying coffee with this.
Endosulfan. So endosulfan is so dangerous.
It's supposed to be on a phase out program.
It was phased out as of 2010, but the FDA and the CDC and the EPA, they've all said, hey, you know, but we'll wait until you run out of your storage amounts before you have to stop using it. Dr. Anthony Samsel, who's going to be on the show very shortly, once again about glyphosate, I contacted him and asked him about endosulfan. He said it's a joke. They phased it out in 2010, but they expect that it'll still be in the food supply through 2018, possibly 2019, even though they know that this is such a harmful chemical. In fact, what was the country where it was causing young boys to go through puberty as like when they were
it
really
was somewhere
young?
In a South American somewhere over I forget the name of the particular town that we read about.
I think
about.
Peter Rouse sent that to me. Dr. Peter Rouse sent that article to me. It's definitely an endocrine disruptor if it's making young boys go through puberty at a young age. But they've outlawed it. And it's still out there. And you are consuming some of it. Your children are consuming some of it.
So endosulfan is has zero. There's zero tolerance for this pesticide. As of 2015, it's still in the food supply.
Well, Anthony Samsel said it'll be in the food supply till 2018 probably, and maybe a little later than that.
So there's been residues found by the USDA in apples, peaches, cucumbers, strawberries, tomatoes, and potatoes.
Now, wait.
Potatoes was the other one besides coffee.
I want to mention something. What she said before she just listed those food products, there's zero human tolerance.
Zero human tolerance.
So it's not like
this.
It's, oh, well, it's part those parts per million, they don't really do anything. There's zero human tolerance to this chemical. You know, is it just me that's wondering how the F did it get into the food supply in the first place? Don't they test these things? Who's responsible for keeping this stuff out of Americans' mouths? Oh, the FDA, the CDC, the EPA. You know what? These agencies are all corrupted fails. Fail, fail, fail.
So this comes directly from the EPA website. EPA is taking action to end the use of the pesticide endosulfan because it can pose unacceptable health risks to farm workers and wildlife, and it can persist in the environment. And it just goes on and
but
on.
But wait, that was issued July of 2010, folks. It's still in the food supply now. It's still in the, I mean, when you read this, you think, oh, good, the EPA is putting their foot down. They're doing something.
It's still in our food supply.
And it's going to be in our food supply through 2018. You are eating it now, and you will continue to eat it.
So if we eat organic, is that going to I told Carl the other day, I think we just need to eat everything organic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best bet. But the problem with organic is we're not even sure of the quality of the organic these days because so many people are flocking to the organic market now with inorganic products, and they're slipping them by. And I mean, it's happening. I've been reading articles about it. You know, I don't want to, you know, I'm going to keep eating organic as much as possible.
Well, there we go again. If we go to the farmer's market, we'll know who we're buying it from.
There is a renaissance a coming, folks. There is a renaissance a coming. And there are people out there who want to run small family farms, and they need all of us to reach out to them and say, we will buy your food if you grow food the way we want it grown. And they will go, yes, we'll grow it the way you want it grown because we want you to buy it. And it's a wonderful relationship. And you get your food from your hometown. Folks, I beg you, start now. Look for a CSA in your area. If you live in the suburbs or an urban area, look for a CSA where families are getting together. Or look, I wouldn't even say grow your own food, because in the urban areas, you're being exposed to chemicals anyway, whether it's coming from above, from the exhaust fumes that are dropping down out of the sky, or whether the chemicals that were in that ground when the factory, excuse me, that they leveled to open up that earth occupied it. It's a fun idea to have an urban garden, but it's not going to produce the best quality food that you can eat. Find a CSA, find small family farms in the rural areas of your state, and start finding ways to do business with them. I promise you, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, when all of the poop hits all of the proverbial fans, you're going to sit back and go, man, I am so glad we are not in that boat right now. Wow, Carl was right. I'm telling you.
Annalisa.
I'm sorry.
So when we come back from the break, I want to talk about some information that Dr. Samsel sent us. Can we talk about the racehorses?
Yes.
It's about glyphosate and racehorses.
Yes. This is really shocking because it gives you a glimpse into the real harmful dangers of glyphosate that we've talked about on this show for quite a long time now. Stay tuned.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
A little bit later, we have a big announcement to make about Casual Friday. You're going to want to stay tuned for it.
Yes, we do. Okay, so Dr. Samsel, who has been on the show, sent over some information about glyphosate in racehorses.
So this is part of a peer-reviewed paper that he just had approved, and it should be published within the next couple of weeks. He's actually going to be on the show next week, I believe.
I don't think so. Not next week.
Or the week after, to talk about it. Go ahead.
Horses are having problems with their hoofs collapsing, and also a condition where the lungs bleed and aortas burst from exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhage.
So people are going, well, what does this have to do with glyphosate? So here's, you have to remember that Dr. Anthony Samsel was the first scientist to identify the real risks of glyphosate being in the food supply. And that is that glyphosate is a synthetic form of glycine. Glycine is a very, very important amino acid, not only for collagen production, which is what we're going to talk about now, but it's also an important amino acid in the stringing together of amino acids that make messages for cellular communication. Tissue is made of glycine. It's incorporated to every tissue in your body. There's some glycine. And he's the one who came forth and said, the problem with glyphosate is, it's a synthetic form of glycine. It has a greater affinity to being incorporated into tissue. It does not, it bioaccumulates because the enzymatic systems designed to break down old proteins and old amino acids and rid them from the body are ineffective at doing so to glyphosate. So it bioaccumulates and it causes a phenomenon called amyloidosis. You've heard of amyloid plaque. Okay, it causes the bioaccumulation of amyloid protein in the tissue that turns the tissue fibrotic and non-functioning. We are already seeing a new type of heart failure. We did a show last year on it. A new type of heart failure that's the result of amyloidosis, stiffening of the heart wall due to the buildup of this rogue material that makes it inflexible and causes heart failure. So we're going to start seeing more and more amyloidosis of tissue. Well, now let's get back to the collagen portion of what glycine does.
So Dr. Samsel said he analyzed the feed, blood, urine, horse manure, and the keratin makeup of the horse's hoofs. All were contaminated with glyphosate. The glyphosate integration with keratin creates an inferior product subject to failure. That's how it's looking, he said. Glyphosate integration with structural protein is not good.
So now let's talk about something. What do we know about things like bone broth that they have a high amount of glycine. Bone broth by volume, by volume is about 30% glycine. That's why bone broth is so good for your stomach, because your stomach loves glycine. That's why now, collagen.
Does it have glyphosate in it?
Collagen is made up of glycine. 30 to 40% of collagen is glycine. So think about it. These hooves are being made not with glycine, but with glyphosate. And the body has a hard time turning it over, so the glyphosate bioaccumulates, and it causes structural weaknesses in the hoof. And the hoof literally comes off the horse's foot. The terminology, for those of you who are in horses, is foundering. When a horse founders, the hoof comes off, and the coffin bone, which is the lowest bone at the bottom of the leg that attaches the hoof to the leg, is exposed. The horse has to be put down. Only in very rare cases have they been able to put a leather hoof on a horse and save its life. In most cases, when a horse founders, they put him down. They're seeing a higher rate of foundering, and Dr. Samsell has identified it as being the integral strength of the hoof is being harmed by the incorporation of glyphosate instead of glycine. This is huge. You know why? There are horses out there that are worth millions of dollars. These horses are worth more than you and I, the American public. And when the horse race industry starts seeing this, they're going to demand that there be no glyphosate in horse feeds anymore, because we're talking about million-dollar investments now, losing a hoof and dying. This is huge. Huge.
Yesterday I was in my car driving, and I passed an area along the side of the street, and I started smelling this smell in my car. I had the fan on. So I thought, that's disgusting. And I thought maybe it was like, I don't know, something in the environment. There was a lawn care company treating the lawn with, an herbicide, and he was like on one of the riding things that spurts it out,
right.
And he was right over on the side of the road spraying, and I could smell it in my car.
Yeah, and he probably does that 10-15 lawns a day, and then goes home covered with that stuff.
We do have a guy coming on the show next week who has an interesting story about getting sprayed with herbicides.
Yeah, this is going to be really, really interesting. Yeah, so get the glyphosate out. It's really important. Endosulfan, bad stuff for you. All of these chemicals,
So if you buy a collagen, can you buy an organic collagen?
Well, you can buy an...
Because we use collagen all the time.
But is organic collagen really organic? So the animals have to be raised organic in order for the... Right?
Right.
You'd still have to test for glyphosate, because we see glyphosate showing up in places that it shouldn't be. How's it getting there? By osmosis? I mean, you know, in my humble opinion, products have to be tested specifically for glyphosate, whether they're organic or conventional, before people eat them. Glyphosate is nasty stuff. You know what? Just because the symptoms don't show up quickly, don't think it's not hurting you.
I would love to have my urine tested to see if there's glyphosate present.
Yeah.
Companies that do that.
I've tried to get one as a sponsor on the show, but they said we only market through doctors. We can't really do anything with your show.
Interesting.
So, okay.
So there was a new release. This is new, a new release, but Carl said that
it's old news.
Yeah. Avocados may help combat the metabolic symptoms of, no,
metabolic
combat
syndrome.
Metabolic syndrome. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So first, about 5 years ago, there was a study published that identified the green part of the avocado as having certain polyphenols and phytonutrients in it that actually could help you manage blood sugar better, actually lowered blood sugar. But just that little green halo edge, but now this study is looking at the entire avocado.
No, it's the peel, the seed, the flesh, the leaves, everything. So
it sounds to me like we need a pill that puts all that stuff in a capsule so we can just take two capsules.
No, avocado is so good. Just eat one every day.
I'm being facetious, but some company, you mock my words. Who wants to lay a bet with me right now? I'll lay a bet. You email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Within the next year, some company is going to come out with avocado extract capsules, so you don't have to eat an avocado to get all the benefits of it. How much you want to bet?
I, for one, would rather eat the avocado.
I love avocados. There's so much more about them that are good. The healthy fat, the magnesium, the potassium.
You know what? Make your own guac. If you don't make guac at home, it's so easy. You need to just make your own.
It's silly. You want to give the recipe right now?
Sure.
Three to four avocados cut up, peeled, and put into a bowl.
And make sure because you don't need to use a masher. You just use your fork.
Use a fork.
And fresh cilantro.
Yeah, chopped up cilantro.
Some lime juice.
Lime juice.
A couple limes.
A couple tablespoons of a really good organic salsa.
Or make your own. Have tomato and onion and scallions.
Yeah, yeah.
And just mix it all together.
And then just smash it all together and serve it like 10 seconds later. It's unbelievable.
It's so good.
Yeah, yeah. What else, honey?
Are we taking a break now? I clicked on this story. I just wanted to mention it because we were talking about ATVs a few minutes ago. The ATV-related injuries in children is a large problem. It's a large health problem.
Yeah.
Evidently, there were 16 published studies that show that 25% of children under the age of 16 have been involved in ATV accidents.
So I had never ridden an ATV before that day, but I've ridden a motorcycle for the majority of my young adult life.
99,600 ATV-related injuries in the U.S. This is data from 2013.
I think the lighter the child, the more dangerous an ATV is, lighter in body weight, okay, number one. An ATV has a very, very narrow wheelbase. If you remember, there were certain turns we went around that you and I were both leaning into the turn, and the back two wheels were kind of fishtailing out.
Yes. Okay? I would have never driven one of those.
Okay. So here's my point. ATVs have a narrow wheelbase but a high center of gravity because of the adult. If you're not heavy enough to lean and keep those wheels planted, that ATV will roll right over. I felt it. I felt that it had the potential to just roll right over.
The most common cause for ATV injuries among young riders are vehicle rollover.
Bingo.
Collision with a stationary object and ejection from the vehicle.
Yeah, probably if they hit the brakes too hard, they'll go out over the handlebars. Yeah, but it was fun. I would do it again, but I had never, do you know, I've never ridden an ATV until that moment.
I tried to drive one up in Illinois at one of our family reunions once, and I was had a few glasses of wine under my belt, and I probably should not have tried.
You didn't fall off, did you?
I did not fall off, but
I skid.
Like it was on gravel. I was in gravel, and I slid on the gravel, and it did scare the heck out of me,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, scared the heck out of you. That's what it was. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And don't forget, we got really, really important news about Casual Friday. This is not an April Fool's joke. Stay tuned.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay, where are we going now?
So, a new study that was just published in the European Journal of Epidemiology indicated that low blood levels of magnesium, it increases the risk of bone fracture in older adults, and the high blood levels decreases the risk.
Well, and remember, so doctors have only ever focused on calcium, right? So they got all these people taking all this calcium. Well, calcium can displace magnesium if you have too much calcium. And you have to, this is why I've said for years, you can't ignore any of these minerals. You can't go, oh, just give them. You got to give. People need an adequate amount of magnesium, calcium, potassium, chloride, sodium. You need it all. You need it all. And now what I'm worried about is that people are going to go out there and start chumming down, you know, magnesium without paying attention to the other ones as well.
Well, the research did suggest that along with calcium and vitamin D.
Yeah.
So,
and it's so much more than that. It's just I'm so frustrated with these edicts and the way people run like little pigeons for a seed. Oh, we got to do this now. You know what? You were just talking about avocado. You know what a great source of magnesium is? Avocado.
Well, it's high in potassium too.
And potassium, it's great. It's great if you have blood pressure issues. It's great if you have bone mineral issues, and it's a healthy fat. I mean, even eat an avocado a day.
Have your magnesium levels tested.
More important, thank you. You know what? That's the truth. How do you even know you need magnesium until you have blood work done? You did a great blog the other day. Do you know your numbers? I think that people miss the subtlety of the importance of that blog. How do you know you need anything you're taking right now? You could be spending $500 a month on supplements and this and that. How do you know you need that right now? Just because someone told you at your age it starts to drop, maybe you're different.
Yeah.
Get your blood tested.
Have your, you know, vitamin D tested and
vitamin A.
You're going to have to tell your healthcare provider what you want.
That's
if you
it.
Don't, they're not going to test it.
Yeah.
I mean, he tested my magnesium. I was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got to know that. But we have a really good magnesium.
Well, I brought this from home today because I really like Jigsaw's products.
Yeah.
Their vitamin B product is the only one I can use.
Right.
But this magnesium, sustained release magnesium, they have one that's really good.
Well, the really nice thing about the sustained release magnesium is a lot of people can't take a large dose of magnesium without staying home and going to the bathroom. So the sustained release magnesium lets it out slowly. So you get your whole dose, you get over the course of time, and you don't end up with the poopies.
I usually take mine at night before bed.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people. And you could take this. So you could take this before bed and it'll give you magnesium throughout the whole night instead of just boom and gone. But they also have a product called Mag Now. He told me,
Jigsaw does?
Yeah. They told me that they came up with a name for Mag Now because of the old Seinfeld episode where George Costanza's father is trying to learn how to meditate. And so every time he gets agitated, he says, serenity now, serenity now. So they came up with but it's like pre-bedtime magnesium. Hits you hard, hits you fast, and it does its job. And it tastes kind of good, too.
I just wanted to mention the flight that we took from here. Our flight path was here to Atlanta and Atlanta to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And that leg of the flight, the second leg of the flight there was 3.5 hours. So one thing that we did prior to getting on that morning, we both took a baby aspirin to help with any type of
thrombosis. Potential thrombosis, yeah. And then, you know, it's wise to do this no matter who you are, especially if you're on HRT and your blood is thicker. I don't mean too thick. Those of us who are on HRT, we have better blood. And it's a little thicker than most people's blood. A little bit more red blood cells, carries oxygen better. So it's all good things. But when you get on a plane and you sit still in a tight surrounding that is then pressurized.
And the seats have been moved so close together, you can't extend your legs at all.
So it's wise to take something that will thin the blood. Okay, so you don't want to take a baby aspirin? Take some fish oil capsules. You don't want to take fish oil capsules? Take some ginger extract powder.
We had
vitamin E.
We had ginger with us, yes.
Take those things if you don't want to take an aspirin. But definitely thin your blood out for that trip because it's going to get thicker in the air. So think about it. If it's already really thick because it's healthy and it's good blood and it's got a lot of red blood cells, it's going to get thicker in the air. So to avoid the potential for a blood clot, take something to thin the blood. It makes perfect sense. It doesn't mean you're an old fogey.
No, it just makes sense. And why not do it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Leverage. It's a bio. Everybody's looking for biohacks. There's a biohack for you.
That is a biohack.
Yeah.
So speaking of vitamin B, I guess there was a new study that just came out. This is from April 12th. Vitamin B3 may delay aging.
Yeah. And again, I feel like a pigeon. Oh, I got to run in and get vitamin B3. And we're probably getting some vitamin B3 in our diet already if we're eating meat.
Avocados, too.
Yeah.
There's more reason that you should have an avocado a day. Instead of an apple a day, have an avocado a day.
Notice that vitamin B3 is not represented well in the vegan diet. Notice that. It's in chicken. It's in red meat. It's in avocados. It's in very, 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 very trace levels in green vegetables and stuff like that.
Well, most vegans should be taking a vitamin B supplement,
right? So think about that. So when people say this is the appropriate human diet for someone and it's a vegan diet, no, this is the way humans are supposed to eat. You can't live. I mean, you'll die on a vegan diet if you don't supplement with B12 and other B vitamins and other supplements and other minerals and other. So in other words, it's not an appropriate human diet if you have to supplement with it to stay alive. Like, how can you ignore that truth and still try to convince a population to become vegan? It's just Idiocracy all over again. The movie Idiocracy. That's what this is today.
So, I didn't see that movie either.
You won't sit through it because it's really stupid. You'll watch it for 5 minutes and you'll say, no, I don't want to watch this because you don't have any tolerance for stupid humor.
respond
Which
to.
Which begs the questions, what do you do with me?
Okay. So there is some evidence that an enzyme in broccoli has anti-aging powers also.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we should all eat broccoli because it's also...
Once in a while.
Yeah, it also has the DIM.
DIM.
In
right.
it. So
right. Broccoli is good. It also has some sulfurs in it, sulfides in it that are good for you. Or sulfanes, I think.
It's the nicotinamide adenine nucleotide.
Well, that's the thing that's in the supplement today that everybody's taking, right? They want mm-hmm. That's the anti-aging supplement.
Right.
Right? So all the little pigeons are going to run and go, oh, I just got to eat broccoli every day now. Oh, I'm going to broccoli. Just imagine a flock of pigeons. Broccoli. Just make sure you have broccoli in your diet once in a while and you're good. There's another B vitamin that's been completely forgotten about.
B6.
16.
Oh, really? Tell me about it.
It's called pangamic acid. Or angamic acid.
I think we talked about that before.
It is what is in the, it's the natural agent of what is in the anti-cancer drug called Laetril. Okay? It comes from apricot pits. There's some trace amounts in apricots. When I was a young man in New York, my buddy Frankie Pignatano, his father played for the Mets. All the people on the Mets team were taking it because it aided in recovery from workout to workout. Then I think they banned it. I think it's banned. I don't think you can buy vitamin B16 any longer. Or you may be able to buy it, but it's not under the name pangamic acid. They've had to change it a little bit.
Okay, so according to this, vitamin B16 is a derivative of the amino acid glycine.
Wow, which means you don't want anything that's been treated by glyphosate. Okay, go ahead.
Vitamin B6 is not a true vitamin because...
6 or 16?
16, I'm okay. Sorry. Is not a true vitamin because of lack of B16 does not lead to any ill effects in your body.
That doesn't mean it's not a true vitamin. I guess that's how they made it a drug.
You just said that they do claim that it can improve athletic performance.
It does. Look, when the guys on the Mets team, Lee Mazzilli was the captain of the team and Doug Flynn was on the team and there was a guy from Cuba on the team. I mean, it was a great team. It was a great year for the Mets. They were all taking B16. They were all taking pangamic acid. I never gave it much thought because back then I was more into drinking and riding my motorcycle anyway and chewing tobacco. So, but today I look back and I think, gee, maybe I need to add some B16 to my diet.
Physiologically, B16 is a byproduct of choline.
That's a good thing.
It circulates in your body in small amounts for only seconds at a time. You can find B16 naturally in both animal and plant cell, and in certain foods, including liver, beans, and cereal grains. It's also in the outer coating of rice, brewer's yeast, grain, and many types of seeds. I wonder if it's in our supplement that we take.
I doubt it, because it's really considered kind of a...
It's a methyl donor, it
says.
That's
important for liver function. It's, you know, it's kind of a gray area vitamin. Like, people don't take B16 just to, like, have a full spectrum. They usually take B16 as an ergogenic or a treatment for cancer, and it's also been experimented with in AIDS. It's a really interesting molecule, really interesting. You know... I may look for some and start taking it again.
Interesting.
I really may. Yeah.
There's another supplement for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, to add to the drawer. If people only saw what I have in the house as supplements, it's ridiculous, right?
No. I mean to make.
Oh, I'm sure it's out there.
You think it is?
Yeah. There's definitely some B16.
So we have two announcements still yet to come.
So we're going to announce the winner of the Power Block giveaway because we're late on that. And we have a really big announcement about Casual Friday. And then we have a couple things to talk about from listeners, answer some listener questions.
Yes.
One on gout and one I just want to praise a listener for reaching out to me to tell me how...
how wonderful you are.
Yes, how wonderful I am. Please send me messages and tell me how wonderful I am. I need to know. I'm needy. I need to know. All right, we'll be right back. Just to know your name, 17 times.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I like that one.
I like this song too. Let's let it play for a second. It's the Black Eyed Peas.
Is it?
Yeah, watch. This is a mashup. Watch. Wait for it. Just give it a sec. It's Kylie Minogue in the back at the beginning. Here it comes. No? Well, you know what? It's too slow for this show. I want to wait for it. Hold on. Okay, doesn't matter. Welcome back.
So I do want to talk real quick about olive oil. Something
you mean
near
Popeye's girlfriend?
Near and dear.
Popeye's girlfriend.
This came out on April 11th. Olive oil can reverse the effects of a high-fat diet.
Yeah.
Evidently, there's a compound called hydroxytyrosol, and it has been shown to reduce the markers of insulin resistance, and which is an indicator of prediabetes and type 2 diabetes.
You know, the term high-fat diet is a misnomer.
A misnomer?
Misnomer. It's it's Mr. Noma's wife.
A misnomer?
Daughter.
A misnomer?
That's Mrs. Noma. Hold on a second. It is. It's a misnomer, and I'll tell you why. We can all agree that protein has to be part of the diet because that's really what the body wants.
Yes.
High fat in concert with high carbohydrates is the problem. It's not a high fat diet. That's the problem. And by the mainstream dietetic and dietitian orthodoxy continuing to promote this lie that high fat is the problem without identifying it that it's high fat with high carbohydrates. You can eat high protein, high fat. You can eat high protein, high carbohydrates. And both of those dietary templates, you'll have good blood sugar levels. You can build muscle. You can stay healthy. You can stay strong. It's only when you put the third one in there and you do high protein, high fat, high carbohydrates, that all hell breaks loose with the body. Why won't people acknowledge this and admit it? And just pick one, eat one way for 6 months, eat the other way for 6 months. It's like, this is silly. No one needs to be saved from the high fat diet. They need to be saved from the high fat, high carbohydrate diet. But you won't get dietitians to say anything bad about carbohydrates. You just won't. So that's the way it is. Same thing with fruit. Okay, so you want to announce the winner?
Yes, we want to announce the winner for the Power Block competition, or I guess it was a competition.
Well, it was a drawing, right? You had to join our mailing list during a certain period of time, and everybody's included in this, including people already in our mailing list. But you had to join our mailing list, and your name would be picked. If your name is picked, you would win $1,000 worth of Power Block product. I'm talking about Power Block quick change dumbbells and a bench. I mean, it's really cool stuff, right? Shipped to your home. And so we have the winner. Do you remember his name? You want to say it?
No, you can't. Drum roll, please. And the winner is?
I'm going to do my best to pronounce this name properly, but I'm probably going to butcher it. So I'm telling you that now. It's William Procopio or Prosopio.
How do you spell that?
P-R-O-C-O-P-I-O. And he will receive an email here after the show today. Making arrangements for him to receive his $1,000 worth of free Power Block.
Lucky William, it's your lucky day.
Yeah, I'm going to want pictures when they arrive. I want pictures of you using them. We need stuff for the show. But yeah, and you know what? It's a great opportunity and just for listening to the show. How do you like that? Isn't that cool?
That is cool. So on today's Casual Friday on Facebook, Carl put a little Mexican hat on my head.
I think it's so cute, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I'm no pro when it comes to Photoshop, but I can do little silly stuff like that.
So you had some listener questions?
Yeah. I'm going to get them right now. Okay, so hold on. First of all, I got to give a shout out to Tommy Duncan. Tommy is I think he's either firefighter or EMS, but he works 24-hour shifts. I believe he's a firefighter. And he listened to a show, one of the shows where I mentioned using blue blocker sunglasses to improve the quality of sleep. Obviously, because he works 24-hour shifts periodically, sleep is a real big issue for him.
Says he's a firefighter paramedic.
Okay, thank you. And so Tommy wrote me and thanked me and said that nothing has worked as good as using the blue blocker glasses. The way he uses them is he puts them on around 8 o'clock at night because he goes to sleep at 10. So that way, if he's on his computer or watching TV or something like that, he's avoiding blue light. He gets deeper sleep those nights. And he puts them on at night even when he's on the 24-hour shift so that he doesn't impede the pulse of melatonin.
Wow, that's interesting.
And he said it's working. He says, this has worked better for me than anything I've tried before to get good quality sleep. People who ignore the whole blue blocker opportunity to improve sleep quality. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
Okay? I'm going to preach now, okay?
Preach.
Even if you don't think you have sleep quality problems, even if you think you sleep good, if you try this, you will find out that you have more restful sleep. All you're doing is reducing the artificial blue light that tells the brain, that tells the adrenal system, that tells the body it's still daytime, because you're sitting there working on a contract that has a deadline at 10 o'clock at night on your computer, and then you expect to just shut your computer off, lay down in bed, and go to sleep, when your body thinks you were just standing outside in the sunlight. Think about that for a second. So even if you sleep good, buy a pair of cheap blue blocker sunglasses. The cheapest ones I've found are called Skypers, S-K-Y-P-E-R-S. They're on Amazon.com. They're like $8, and they're safety glass type. So if you wear glasses, you just put these on over your glasses at night. Watch TV, work on the computer, and then go to sleep. Put them on 2 hours before you decide to go to sleep. And I don't care if you do sleep well. You're gonna message me back and say, Carl, I can't believe it. I actually slept better than I've slept in a long time. It works, and it's cheap. It's $8. It's a little hack that you can incorporate, and it makes a difference. So there you
There's
go. Thanks,
another.
Thanks to Tommy. Duncan for writing that.
Another hack for you, Tim.
I also have to give a shout out to John Romano, who while we were in Puerto Vallarta was sending us all these great suggestions of restaurants and beaches to visit because he lived in Puerto Vallarta for 8 years.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, so thanks to John Romano.
And then you had something about the gut?
Gout.
Oh, gout.
So we have a listener who is in great shape, by the way. If you look at his Facebook page, the guy is ripped. When he wrote me this question, I did not expect it to be him. I expected him to say, I'm asking for my father or my sister or my mother. His name is Kirkland Warletti. And he said, you got any tips for gout? I truly appreciate anything you can offer. So through Facebook, we communicated back and forth, and I explained to him. And I'm telling this to everybody out there who has gout. Gout is not triggered by red meat, even though when you eat red meat, your gout gets worse. Gout is actually triggered by elevated blood sugar and the amount of sugar you have in the diet. And actually, the more fructose in your diet, the worse your gout breakouts or episodes will be. Recent research shows conclusively that people who have gout are almost always pre-diabetic or full-blown diabetic. They are almost always having high levels of fructose in their diet, either by high fructose corn syrups or fructose in products and processed foods. And they tend to have their gout outbreaks with great regularity. And it's hard to pinpoint what's causing it. If you're one of these people and you're like, yeah, that's me. Because keep in mind, folks, doctors have been telling patients for years, eliminate red and dark meat because it's the purines that cause the oxalate buildup in the blood. Well, guess what? There are high purine vegetables that seem not to cause outbreaks of gout.
Do you know what those vegetables are?
I know a few, asparagus, cauliflower, spinach.
Is eggplant one?
I think eggplant was one of them, but there are a host of high purine vegetables. You never hear doctors say, while you're avoiding red meat and dark meat, chicken and turkey, avoid these vegetables. They never say that. And those people eat those vegetables and they never go home and have a gout episode. So they've discovered that the link between purine is more corollary than causative. Purine seems to be in the mix, but not always, not 100% of the time. But what they do show is in the mix all the time, 100% of the time, is rising blood sugar levels and high intake of fructose in the diet. Okay, so if you have gout and you already know you have type 2 diabetes mellitus, if you want to get your gout to go away, get your diabetes under control. If you have your first episode of gout or whatever, the first thing you should do is buy a blood sugar monitor, a glucometer. At Walgreens, CVS, buy a cheap one, get a box of test strips, and test your blood every morning for the next week or two. and look, how did I sleep last night? What's my, and if you start seeing your blood sugar is going up in the 90s, by getting your blood sugar in control is the best thing you can do for your gout. The best thing you can do for your gout. Gout is just another type of autoimmune disorder, folks. It's a form of rheumatoid arthritis. That's really what it is. Let's call it what it is. And it's linked right to the metabolic process that occurs in people with metabolic syndrome. So that's the best thing I can tell people who have gout if they want to get rid of it. I think that's everything.
Yes, that's it.
Could you believe it? Okay. All right, well, look. Oh, we didn't.
No,
the big news.
I was waiting.
The big news.
How could you forget?
I don't want to say the words.
So we're not sure what the
future holds for
Casual Friday. I'm not moving on. I'm just
preoccupied.
Going to be preoccupied with a different position that will take up my Fridays.
I'm not going to say exactly what it is, but I'm going to tell you this. The largest hormone replacement company in our region, I think they have 25 offices.
It's a clinic. It's not a clinic.
But it's a company. They own all these clinics.
Right.
Wants Elisa to come aboard to be their director of, they call their patients members, the director of membership and membership involvement.
Engagement.
Engagement, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge position. It's a huge opportunity. And Elisa is the right person for the job because she believes this stuff. She understands this stuff. She lives this stuff. It's perfect. It's really perfect. So we're trying to figure out, Casual Friday may take a brief sojourn until Elisa gets her feet on the ground there. And then we may start pre-taping Casual Fridays one night during the week.
And then
releasing it on Fridays.
Right. So yeah. It would air live probably that night.
Yeah, for those people who want to stay up
those
and listen to it live.
Those people that want to listen to it, and then we'd play it on Friday.
Yeah, we'd distribute it on the podcast network. We'd replay it on the station and distribute it on the podcast network on Friday.
Because I definitely won't be able to come in and do the live show on Fridays.
No, unless
it's after 2 o'clock.
It's not going to be possible on Fridays. It's just not.
Okay.
It's just not going to be possible. We'll have to do it during the week. So we just want to let you know that if Casual Friday takes like a little vacation,
it won't be gone for good.
Just sit tight and we're reviving it. I don't want to do something different on Fridays in the meantime, like an interview here and there, because Casual Friday, quite frankly, is the best show that we do on this network. We reach more people because of the more mainstream topics. I mean, there's lots of people who come and listen to one or two of my shows because this is all they're interested in, this topic. But the people who listen.
And there are people who aren't interested in Casual Friday as well.
That all they want is science. Those people, but those are the people who come and listen to select interviews that I do. They don't listen to the show. They listen to select interviews. But the people who actually listen to the show, they love Casual Friday. It's the flagship show, of the week. So we're working on it. Anyway, that's it. That's all I got.
That's it, everybody. Have a nice Easter this weekend.
Yes, happy Easter. I hope that the bunnies in your neighborhood lay lots of eggs while the chickens take vacation this weekend. So that's the whole purpose of Easter.
Is it?
Yeah. Give a chicken a vacation. All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.